You've got 20 seconds to get hard. Your time starts now. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you hard? If not, then turn this audio off. No more touching today. And you start again from part one tomorrow, okay? I'll see you then. But if you are hard, then well done. You're horny enough to listen to part two. Stroke that cock for me. Go on. Nice and hard. Nice and fast. Stroke it for me. This is our first edging session of the day. Fun, right? How was your shower earlier? Did the warm water running over your cock get you a bit worked up? Did the thought of me on my knees sucking you make it a little hard for you to get soft? Did you have a slightly longer shower than usual? But you didn't touch your hard cock, did you? You were a good boy for me, right? Good. How does it feel to finally get to stroke your cock like this? Have you been horny all morning, fantasizing about when you'll finally be able to stroke? Does it feel as good as you imagined? Have you ever wondered what it would be like if we were actually together? If I had a full day to tease you and edge you in person? What do you think I would do? Well, I have a few ideas. To start with, while you were asleep, I would subtly rub my ass up against your cock, pretending I'm still asleep. I'd grind into your cock gently, subtle enough that you thought I was maybe just shuffling around in my sleep, but hard enough to make sure it woke you up. Got you nice and hard. Once I was awake, I'd go for my shower. I'd call you into the bathroom while I was in there to ask you for a favor or something. Some excuse to make you look at my naked body, covered in soap and water. My perfect tits glistening, my hands running all over my body. I'd make you watch me for a few minutes, under some false pretense of asking you something or not. I'd be teasing you like crazy. But I wouldn't tell you yet. I'd want you worked up, horny, confused. When I got dressed for the day, I'd wear some nice loose-fitting dress or top that glided over my tits. And I'd have no bra on underneath. If I bent over, you could peek down and see my bare tits. And when I was walking around, my nipples would be poking through the thin fabric. Teasing you like this would turn me on so much. My nipples would be hard and poking through most of the day. Then when we sat on the sofa watching TV or something, I would slowly reach my hand down your pants and slowly play with your cock. Not stroking it, just sort of playing with it idly. If you asked me what I was doing, I'd just tell you that my hands were cold and this was a good way of warming them up. I'd gently play with you until you were rock hard and then take my hand out without saying anything and then just continue on with our day. Finally, when the day was coming to an end, I would push you down onto the bed for us to finally have some fun. I'd strip you and stroke you and suck you and fuck you. I'd tease you and edge you, and after all of the teasing, I'd finally let you come. And then the next day, we would just do it all again. Would you like that? I think you would. I think I would enjoy it as well. Are you still stroking? Good. Because I didn't tell you to stop. Are you getting close already? Because that's where I want you. I want you right on the edge for the rest of this session. And remember, you will not be coming for a long time yet. You still have most of the day left, and you're going to spend the whole thing horny and frustrated. But let's get you a little more worked up first. How about if I... suck your cock. Turn you on even more. If you weren't on the edge yet, you must be now. You want to shoot your load deep in my throat, don't you? Don't you? You love it when I suck your cock like this. I think you're just about worked up enough now. Hands off. That's right. I know you want to come, but you can't right now. Take your hands off. Good boy. I want you to listen to the next session about an hour or two. I want you to listen while you're doing something else. While you're doing some washing up or folding laundry or making a snack. Make sure you're doing something else while listening. See you soon, my horny, horny boy. Oh, but before I go, a little challenge for you. You've got 10 minutes to get soft. I want you to just lay there on your bed and get soft. Easy, right? You might notice there's 10 minutes of audio left on here. Don't worry. It's just there to help you with time. It's all blank. Well, mostly blank. Maybe there's a couple of teeny sections where I come and suck you and moan for you. But don't worry. Mostly all blank. So it should be easy enough to get soft in about 10 minutes, right? And just to give you some motivation, if you're still hard by the end of the 10 minutes, well, then you're done for the day. Come back tomorrow, start from the beginning of the series, and try again, okay? Good. Time starts now. That doesn't seem to be going down, is it? I know you'll do me proud, though. Don't you want to do me proud, baby? You look so fucking delicious, helpless there. Squirming. You've got a bit more time on the clock, don't worry. You're doing such a good job, baby. You're being such a good boy. Keep going soft. Keep doing as you're told. That's it. You're still hard? Better get soft soon, baby. looks so fucking delicious. You're panting and you're twitching. It's the reason why I have the biggest grin on my face right now. You make me so happy sitting there, doing as you're told. So obedient, so frustrated. Let me give your cock a little kiss. You seem to be stiffening up. You better do a better job. Ten minutes is up, baby. If you're soft, I'll see you in an hour or two. If you're still hard, well, I'll see you tomorrow.